Friday, December 27th. After Victoria threatened us yesterday, I didn't dare show up with that fake cast again. I had tossed and turned most of the night, trying to come up with another plan. But the sad truth was that it was pretty much over for me. As soon as Victoria took one look at me, skating, scooting around on the ice, she was going to kick Chloe, Zoe, and me right out of her show. And it didn't help that Mackenzie was probably telling her awful stuff about me, like that I stole Fuzzy Friends and my broken leg was fake. Well, okay, so maybe the broken leg thing was fake, but still, it was none of that girl's business. When Victoria started screaming at the music guy, the lights guy, and the wardrobe guy, OMG, that crazy lady did a lot of screaming. I decided to sneak away and hide out up in the stands for a few minutes. Then I could have my massive panic attack in private. I was deep in thought, pondering my hopeless situation, when a very familiar voice startled me. So, what does it feel like to be an ice princess? Brandon, what are you doing here? I gasped. I came to thank you for making me that awesome scrapbook, and to cheer on Team Fuzzy Friends. This guy was too nice to be real. The possibility that he might move away was just too depressing. Suddenly, I was overcome with emotion. I had to bite my lip to keep from bursting into tears. Brandon's warm smile slowly vanished, and he just stared at me in silence. Nikki? Are you okay? What's wrong? I'm sorry, Brandon, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to earn that money to help Fuzzy Friends. I'm just so sorry. I really am.
What do you mean? No one expects you to be a pro. Just being in the show is enough.
No, it's not. I have to be able to skate in the show, and I can't. But I didn't know that at the time I volunteered to help. Honest.
Come on, Nikki. You can't be that bad.
Brandon, listen to me. I'm that bad. No, actually, I'm worse. I seriously expect to get kicked out of the show after we skate today.
Brandon blinked his eyes in disbelief.
Victoria requires that skaters be prepared to skate, and I'm not. I can barely stand on the ice, let alone skate on it.
We just sat there in silence as the sheer hopelessness of my situation sank in.
If I didn't skate, Fuzzy Friends would close and Brandon would be moving. And if I did skate, Fuzzy Friends would close and Brandon would be moving. It was a lose-lose situation.
I'm sorry, Nikki. I wish there was something I could do. Brandon muttered as he stared down at Victoria, who was now screaming at the Zamboni guy.
My heart started to pound when she announced over the speaker system that Chloe, Zoe, and I were up next. Brandon gave me a weak smile.
Break a leg? Actually, try not to break a leg. Sorry.
Thanks, I said, smiling at his little joke. Brandon didn't know it, but I'd already tried using that broken leg thing on Victoria.
Been there, done that.
When I got down to the rink, I could tell Chloe and Zoe were super nervous too, but they were trying their best not to show it.
Okay, Team Fuzzy, group hug, Chloe said, and did her jazz hands to try to lighten the mood.
Somehow I made it onto the ice and got into position without falling, and just as our music began, I saw Brandon approach Victoria with his camera and tap her on the shoulder. When she turned around, he introduced himself and pointed to his camera. Apparently, Victoria was immediately charmed by his professionalism, good manners, and smile. Which was a really good thing, because our skating routine was not going so well. Coincidentally, or not, Brandon's impromptu photo shoot lasted until the final note of our music. And when Victoria finally turned around, we plastered big smiles on our faces and struck a super fierce pose, Like we were the top three finalists on America's Next Top Model or something. No one ever would have guessed I had just fallen 4 times during our 3-minute routine. OMG! I'd spent so much time sliding around on my butt, it had frostbite. Victoria just stared at us with this strange look on her face as we held our breath. Great job, girls, she finally said and turned to her assistant. Where is my cappuccino? Am I supposed to run this show and do your job? Brandon gave me a huge smile and winked. I wanted to melt into a puddle right there on the ice. Of course, when I walked past Mackenzie, she glared at me and held her nose. But I already knew I completely stank as a skater. She didn't have to remind me. Anyway, I cannot believe we're still in the show. Brandon is such a sweetheart. I could not believe he helped us out like that. 2 practice sessions down, and 1 to go. Woohoo!